This is Hypnagogue Podcast 405.
Thank you. Thank you.
a jam-packed first set here on Hypnagogue Podcast 405. We managed to cram 9 tracks in there. Short pieces, but nice pieces, wouldn't you say? Hi there, by the way, I'm John Shanahan. I am your host. Thank you for taking the time to download and listen. Let us take a gander at what it is that I played for you. We started off with Hessian and Design the Ageless Soul from The Alchemist. After that, a bit of darkness with Cinque Deus, which I'm probably pronouncing incorrectly. That was The Pilgrimage from Modus Vivendi. Amongst Myself has a release called An Abandoned Day. I played a track called Lost Beach. Back around episode 394, I played you a track from Leviathan 1 from Swartz Et. Well, guess what? I played you a track from Leviathan 2. That was Forever Yours, The Shore. After that, it was Glacis from Interpretations. This is an interesting album. It is remixes of earlier Glacis pieces by a bunch of different artists. This one is a track which also, I think, will get the, at the moment, is holding the track title of the episode award. Wow, that just left my head. And it is called Weeping for Feelings I Cannot Name, and the artists that were reinterpreting that one are Claire Deke and Tony Dupe, who you've heard here before. And you're going to hear some more Claire Deke in a future episode. I have a new album from Claire that's really, really nice. I will play that for you. After that, it was Slow the Tape with A Quiet Remainder of the Day. That is the title track from A Quiet Remainder of the Day. A little peek behind the curtain. Every now and then, when I just play a title track, I get this irrational fear that people think I'm just being lazy. Like I'm not listening to the whole album. I just go, oh, that's the title track. That must be the best one. Let me put that in there. But this happens to be a lovely title track, so that's what you got. After that, not a title track from Frolin, but it was called I'm So Grateful, and the album is Bliss. James Michael Stevens after that with Elegy at Stanpit Marsh. That comes from A Place Beyond, and we closed out with Paul Long. And this actually helped me empty out Holding Tank 1. Now all the things from the other two holding tanks kind of move up, and I stuff stuff into Holding Tank 3. Anywho, Paul Long, the album is called The Spectrum of Life, and that was Rain Falling Down. That is how we start Hypnagogue Podcast 405. That was a lot of pieces. They were short. I think we're going to head off into the library and look for some things that are a little longer, or not. You never know what's going to happen when I start digging through the shelves here on the Hypnagogue Podcast.
Thank you.
We roll to the end of Hypnagogue podcast number 405. Took ourselves a stroll through the library as we often do. We started off with Amir Bagheri with the fifth key from Dream Resources. And again, as we often do when we go into the library, we stumbled across
an artist John forgot.
Because of course we did. It was Frostlake who was sent to me in 2019. The album is called Ice and Bone, and that was Woods of Thorn. After that, a name I honestly have not thought of in a while, but whose work I have always enjoyed, John Lyle. Reached back into his album Reflection of Time, that was Crossing the Barrier. And then we kind of got things a little funkier, a little more upbeat to close out. That kicked off with Panic Girl with Monotones from Cake on Jupiter. And we closed out with Hudson Glover and the title track from Solar Surfing, music from the film Crystal Oscillators. And that is the way that Hypnagogue Podcast 405 rolls to its delightful conclusion. I hope you enjoyed the music. I will be back in 2 weeks to do it all over again. Do take a moment to make sure that you're subscribed to the show so you don't miss a single episode. Just search for Hypnagogue Podcast in any place that serves you up your favorite podcast. You can add this one to it as well. Or go to hypnagoguepodcast.com. There's a little box on the right-hand side. All you need to do is put your email address in there, and you will get notification every 2 weeks, like clockwork. You see, kids, once upon a time, there were clocks that had mechanisms inside. Never mind. Do join me again. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.